News Radio WJPF. I want to thank VP of Policy from the Illinois Policy Institute, Michael Lucci. Michael, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. Moved out of the state yet? I mean, this is literally, you know, when I started talking about this earlier in the week, well, first off, people aren't surprised. And when the interesting thing about this, Michael, is, you know, whenever I post this on Facebook and my friends who have left Illinois commenting about how much they enjoy their new locations and situations. I mean, one man saying, I'm a seventh generation Illinoisan and I left and I couldn't be happier with the outcome. That was the kind of responses that I've been getting. Not really that people are surprised, not hearing that.
I think you're right that nobody's surprised that we're losing population to other states. What surprised me, actually, as someone who's looked through this for year after year after year, is how many people we lost. So, as I say, we lost one Peoria worth of people. What happened in the past year, it's as if you took the entire city of Peoria, their population of 115,000 people, you pick them up and you just move them to other states, never to pay taxes, grow jobs, or buy goods and services in Illinois again. That's what happened in 1 year. So it's as if we just said, you guys, no more taxes, nothing from you permanently. Now, it's not a one-year factor, as you mentioned. This is the worst year we've ever seen. But if you add up all of the net migration losses we've seen since the turn of the century, it's as if you took the top 10 largest cities in Illinois that aren't Chicago, so number 2 through 11, you took all of them and moved them out of the state. It's the net loss over that period of time is 1.2 million people to other states on the trade-offs. So we're doing this every year. We're just eliminating our major cities, the population of our major cities, moving them out of the state to go live somewhere else.
It's amazing, after reading your article, how many different ways now I can look at this. And none of them good. Let's take a comparative analysis. In the article that you published on this, that you wrote on this, published the IllinoisPolicyInstitute.org website, IllinoisPolicy.org, I should say, you talk about the states that surround us have continued to click up. And then you talked in particular, because every state has an inherent growth because of, well, births and people migrating, but not Illinois. And these states around us, they've been growing.
That's right. So what I would say is, if people did not move between the states in America, if people just stayed where they were born and raised, stayed there their whole lives, every state in the country would see population growth, because every state has more births than deaths, and every state in America proudly gains people from international immigration. So we are still a magnet as a country. And Illinois has more births than deaths, and Illinois gains people from international immigration, just like everybody else. The difference comes when you factor in what I just mentioned, people leaving for other states. That's what causes Illinois to shrink. We lose so many people to other states that it wipes out our birth gains and it wipes out our international immigration gains. So what you were mentioning there is the change in our total population. Illinois' total population shrank by about 38,000 people in the year. If you look at any state around us, Wisconsin was up 11,000, Iowa up 13,000, Missouri up 17,000, Indiana up 20,000. So even Michigan, which has seen tough times, their population grew by nearly 11,000 on the year. And again, that's compared to Illinois, which shrank by 38,000 people on the year. So it's an Illinois story. It's not happening in these other states around us.
Why? Why are people leaving?
There's certainly a combination of factors. A top factor that we've seen in public polling, people say that they talk about the taxes and people talk about the jobs climate here. Those are certainly the top two factors that we see in public polling, such as polling from the Paul Simon Institute and from Gallup polling. There are, of course, other factors. All states around us have cold weather. And so you'll see some of that coming out of all states around us. You'll see people moving west and south. The difference with Illinois is we lose people to the west. We lose people to the south. We also lose people to every state in the Midwest. So those aren't people who are fleeing the cold weather. They're fleeing the cold business climate in Illinois. They're fleeing the property taxes that are eating into their standard of living in Illinois. So there are a lot of factors that go into why people move. And at the end of the day, it's each family's individual decision. But what I say is, people in Illinois feel the temperature rising. They feel the temperature rising. They don't necessarily understand directly why. Some people see my property taxes are getting me, but everyone's feeling the temperature rising. Everybody's feeling like they're getting a bad deal from government here. And so more and more people are choosing to leave the state.
I had a county commissioner just text me and say the potential for loss in 2017 is sadly greater. With no budget after 12/31, how much grief, anxiety, and heartache is coming up? And see, what I find interesting about this is that you and I both know, Michael Lucci joining us, VP of Policy for the Illinois Policy Institute, that a human being's ability to be happy right now is largely based on their prospects for future happiness. And you alluded to that a couple of moments ago. They feel the heat. And what they're thinking is now is, I got to get out before things get worse, before they come to me and say, look, we're going to need your help on this pension. You know what? We're not going to have funding for education this year for your kids. They're not going to get as much of an education. They're not going to have a bus that has a tank of gas in it. I mean, that's one of the big deals here. And the other fact is, you alluded to the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute polling, because that number so huge are people who are still here who are thinking about going. And it's about, well, one out of every two.
Yes, and if you look at the younger age brackets, it's the older folks. In the Paul Simon polling, it's the older folks who are actually more likely to stay. They say that they're more interested in staying in Illinois. You know, likely have family ties. They don't want to move away from the kids and grandkids. Totally understandable. They might just love the state. When you look at the younger groups, the millennials under 35, and then the people sort of in their prime working years, 35 to 50, majorities in those groups want to leave the state. And when we look at the migration data, we actually see the group leaving Illinois the fastest is the millennials, the under 35 taxpayers and the under 35 college students. They're leaving faster than any other age bracket in Illinois. And then your next fastest is that prime working age group from 35 to 50. And as you said, when people look forward, you can't name a single signal coming out of Springfield where they're saying, look, we're going to get our act in order here. The conversation is entirely, at least on the one side, we need to raise taxes to, quote unquote, balance our budget. Well, Illinois hasn't had balanced budgets for decades because you can't have balanced budgets on our structural spending problems. But we're still hearing more of the same. Raise the taxes, and that's a solution. People in Illinois have seen that tried. In 2011, we tried that. And what the IRS migration data says is we had record migration of wealth, of income-earning power out of our state in every single year after that tax hike, 2011, 12, 13, and 14. We saw record wealth flooding out of the state of Illinois after we tried that tax hike. So that's certainly a failed experiment in public policy. We actually have to address spending drivers in this state. We have to address the state's terrible economic climate.
Your summation in the article on this from the IllinoisPolicy.org website, if you don't mind me reading your own work back to you, pal. Sorry about it, because I always feel awkward when I do this, but I really enjoyed your summation. Illinois is living through a man-made exodus. It must enact responsible spending, tax, regulatory, and political reforms to show residents and job creators the state is serious about keeping its most valuable resource, its people, and welcoming businesses that can help them earn a living and stay here. And quite frankly, I think that cuts to the heart of it right in one paragraph.
Illinois is a major exporter of people. We're the largest exporter of people in the Midwest. It's actually our most valuable export, which sadly is what we're dealing with here. And the folks in this state need to see something that looks like progress. They haven't seen it yet. As you mentioned, we're very likely to see worse migration numbers in coming years. And my prediction is when we have this conversation next year, the conversation is going to be Illinois is now the sixth largest state. That's what the conversation will be next year. Right now, we're fifth. Based on the movement we've seen over the last 5 years, Pennsylvania will pass us next year. If not next year, it will be the year after that. So we will give up our title of being the fifth largest state in the country. And the ironic part about that is Pennsylvania is shrinking. Like Illinois, Pennsylvania is shrinking. It's just that we're shrinking so much faster that our population is going to drop below theirs in the next 2 years. So Pennsylvania is not a huge growth state like Texas or a place like that. but they're at least keeping enough of their population that we're going to drop below them next year or maybe the year after that.
You know what I found interesting is who's number two and what we have in common with them. West Virginia.
Exactly. And we've lost a similar portion of our industrial occupations. West Virginia, it's more in coal. And we've seen the coal problems in Illinois, certainly in southern Illinois, but in very related industries, manufacturing, the industrial, the blue-collar occupations, we've been seeing those folks getting strangled out of the state by regulations, red tape, taxes. And we regularly see stories where people actually pick up their factory and then they move it into Indiana, which is incredible because the expense to move your facilities over a state line is extremely high. And what that tells you is staying here is even more expensive than moving your millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment over into a state like Indiana, which just happens all the time. And what I say about that is when you see a business leave the state, that's really bad. But what's worse is if someone is willing to bear that burden to leave the state, that huge expense, then you know that outside investors are not going to invest into the state.
Right.
And if you don't have investment, you simply cannot have job creation.
It's interesting.
If there aren't investment dollars, there will not be job creation.
It's interesting, Michael, because in Crane's Business Weekly, and this has been a number of months ago, and I think the company was a forklift manufacturer in northern Illinois, and they moved to Indiana, and they said the first day they moved out, they saved $1 million. The very first day, the act of moving out saved them $1 million, and it was workman's comp.
That's right. That company was Hoist Lift Truck. The owner, Marty Flaska, he says he loves Illinois. He's been in the south suburbs of Cook his entire professional life. He started this company. It's a wonderful lift truck company, manufacturing company. He looked across the border. Actually, it was his son who looked across the border because his son went to graduate school in Indiana. And officials at the state of Indiana said, you know what? Your business, your father's business, would be better off over here in Indiana. So then they looked at the math. And it was going to be nearly $1 million a year savings in workers' comp, another chunk of savings from the property taxes, another chunk of savings from income taxes. So they added it all up, and they said the simple act of moving across the state with our 500 workers is going to save us $1 to $2 million per year. We're going to go take that savings. We're going to go over there and grow our business faster. And they moved over to Indiana. They immediately started hiring over there.
It's now 7:34. Michael Lucci, VP of Policy of the Illinois Policy Institute. Thanks for your time, Michael.